Welcome to the Holistic Beauty Podcast. We are going to chat all things holistic and integrative beauty and skin health. We are licensed naturopathic doctors practicing in sunny California, and we are changing how skincare is looked at. We want you to understand that skin health is a manifestation of balance from within. And each week, we are bringing you tidbits to complete your skincare routine from the inside out and the outside in. So let's get into it.
So just as a reminder, the information in this podcast is not medical advice and is only meant for educational purposes. None of the information is meant to treat, cure, prevent, or diagnose any conditions or disease that you may have. So please speak to your doctor or licensed healthcare provider before starting anything new.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Holistic Beauty Podcast. It is the last episode of 2022.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is it.
Isn't that crazy?
This year went by so fast.
Like, I know.
Where did the time go?
Who knows? But in this episode, it's going to be, since it's the last episode of the year, it's going to be a 2022 wrap up. We're going to be looking back on 2022, how the podcast has been for us, but also like how our lives have been, you know, and then also looking forward into 2023. But first of all, it's the 26th. Was Christmas fun? Did you have a good time?
I had a really great time.
That's good.
I love the holidays because it's just a time to, you know, focus on family and your loved ones and just being grateful for
what
everything that you have.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and Christmas has always been my favorite. Corey's not a decorator, so I'm the only one who decorates, but it's because I care. And
I
put a lot of love and care into my decorations and making it feel homey.
I love that.
Welcoming. Yeah. What about you? Did you have a good Christmas?
It was chill. We don't really do much for Christmas other than just hang out, you know?
Well, that's okay. You hang out.
Yeah. It's just like being with family, you know? It's the same with you. Like, I love the holidays because like everything just feels so cozy, but it's also like spending time with like your loved ones and just like really appreciating them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've been like. We'll speak about this a little bit more, but like in regards to like my personal life, I'm just like, family is just becoming more and more important to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like Dr. Bryant said, this is going to be just a 2022 wrap up. So what are your 2022 accomplishments and what are your future goals?
Oh my God. I feel like I'm in an interview.
Just
kidding. So in regards to 2022 accomplishments, I really thought about it this and I was just like, okay, how is the podcast and how is everything else going on with work, you know, in my career? So in regards to the podcast, we recorded this podcast, if you guys didn't know.
Yeah.
So we initially recorded it, I think it was last year around March. And then we were like, didn't like it. We got to redo it. So we redid it. And that was a really big accomplishment because like we had to re-outline everything, reformat everything, and like really just like learn the ins and outs of like how to make a podcast, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Dr. Marola did most of that work. But it was also like really, it was challenging, but also kind of like satisfying because like I also got to dive into like science, you know, and you guys know I love science. I post about all the science stuff, not like on social media, but also like we speak about the science a lot here in this podcast. And it's really cool because I was able to apply a lot of that like found like new research that I found in practice, which was really, really cool. And I was actually speaking to Dr. Marola about this, like in regards to rosacea, I was able to apply a lot of that information to a recent case that I saw. And it's just like really cool to like use what we learned in this podcast in real life situations, which is so awesome. And then like in regards to like 22 accomplishments and my career, honestly, like the biggest thing for me was meeting people and networking. Like during the pandemic, I was like scared to like see people.
Really?
I mean,
kind of. Didn't I see you?
You did see me. Yeah. You did see me. But like, you know, just like meeting strangers.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
But yeah, like I was really just like wary about networking during like the height of the pandemic. And then as like things started to change with the pandemic and things evolved, I got more comfortable with like seeing, like meeting strangers, honestly. And I got to meet so many great people in 2022, which led to some really cool opportunities. And I'm actually a naturopathic medical advisor for a company. Did you know that, Dr. Marola?
Yes. You did tell me this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I am a naturopathic medical advisor for a skincare company called Multi. So I'm really excited for their products that I help them formulate. They're going to be all launching soon. So if you want to know more about Multi, make sure to follow me on social media because I do want to like post more about them. And then in regards to career, it's also about like work-life balance and mental health. So in regards to business, it's like there's like an ebb and flow to things. And it used to like really made me like anxious in regards to like the ups and downs of business. And I really wanted to become more, I became more comfortable with it, honestly, during this year. Mm-hmm. And I started to channel like a lot of that anxiety and like worry towards things that actually fueled creativity. And that was honestly like with social media. Like I love social media, guys.
Seriously.
I honestly just love being creative and also like educating people, you know, and pushing awareness of like not only my practice, but also naturopathic medicine in general, because I feel like a lot of people want natural options, but they don't know the right provider to like get these natural options from. And I feel like that's where I kind of come in and just like tell people about naturopathic medicine and how cool and awesome it is. But yeah. I also was cognizant, like, it's not always about work, right? And that there's also, like, there's something important about giving yourself time for, like, fun and play, which is, like, really great for mental health on my end, you know? Like, I got a Universal Studios annual pass.
Oh, my gosh. That's so fun.
I don't post about it a lot on my social media because I feel like it's nerdy, but I honestly love going to Universal Studios a lot. I go every week.
What? Are you serious?
I go every week.
I didn't know that. Wait, I should go with you. Because I want to go back.
Oh my God, yeah, you should come. I get discounted tickets because I'm an annual pass member.
Oh my gosh. Wait, do you get the VIP? Like there's one that's like you go in the fast lane.
Oh.
I've gotten those.
I haven't gotten that. That one's expensive.
It's worth it though.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Well, if you come up to LA, we can get that.
Okay.
But yeah, I go to Universal Studios every week just because it's so fun and like really helps reduce my anxiousness about things. Really like gives me like a channel like to like put my energy out towards. But yeah, it's more than just work from what I've seen.
Nice.
It's about mental health. How about you? Like what have been your accomplishments with 2022?
Oh my gosh. This year feels like a blur. But I guess I'm with you on the podcast. I always forget we re-recorded the podcast.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we first started?
Yeah.
I remember listening back to the episodes where I'm like, they sound terrible. It's definitely been a learning process. And yeah. Now I feel like we got it figured out. We have our routine, our setup.
Yeah.
I invested in some really nice equipment mm-hmm. because we really take this podcast seriously. And all the information that we, you know, talk about on this podcast, we put a lot of work into making sure that we are offering trustworthy, credible information for you guys, because there's a lot of
like iffy
mm-hmm. information out there, and it can be very confusing. So having this podcast, getting it started, and you know, we're looking at the analytics all the time, and it's really cool to see, okay, like there's people who are really interested in this podcast. So I would say it's a success so far, and a big accomplishment of 2022 is getting this going. Another one is my husband's practice, Pure Health. We purchased another practice this year.
What?
That was a big, big accomplishment. Pure Health, it's more successful than we thought it would be.
Yeah.
Like my husband started Pure Health in 2018. We had no clue how it would go. And so being able to buy another practice and then transition and incorporate those practitioners and the staff into our practice now, that's huge.
Yeah.
It was definitely stressful, but it's a lot better.
Yeah, I remember we would FaceTime about it.
Yeah, I've definitely ranted to Dr. Bryant and all the challenges that we've come across and everything that we've had to work through. So those are my biggest ones for 2022. I feel like there's more, I just can't remember, but just off the top of my head.
Yeah, I feel you. And then what are some of your goals for this coming year?
For 2023, something that I want to get back to are my naturopathic roots.
Yeah.
I feel like just becoming an aesthetic injector, while I love aesthetic medicine and being able to provide or offer these aesthetic treatments to patients, it's very conventional, even though I do try to make it more holistic and naturopathic in a way.
Yeah.
But it's nothing like, you know, working with herbs or more lifestyle stuff.
Yeah.
And so I miss that, especially since I decided to step away from my personal practice, Luceri Natural Medicine. I stopped taking acne patients. I tried going virtual and creating a course to make up for it, but mm-hmm. I even had to step away from that for a little bit while we were dealing with the transition.
Yeah.
And, you know, bringing on this new practice and everyone into Pure Health. So I started focusing on Pure Health more, and I did notice that I didn't feel as joyful because it's not my passion. Yeah. I was doing a lot of admin stuff, mm-hmm. working on SOPs.
What are SOPs?
Standard operating procedures. And it's just not very fun doctor stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't go to school to do that, but Pure Health is our baby. Yeah. So it had to be done. And so now in 2023, in the new year, I want to focus more on my stuff again, things that bring me joy. I want to study or review, because I've already studied it, but review botanical medicine, because yeah. I really love herbs. That's probably my favorite naturopathic modality.
Yeah, herbs are so cool. I remember right. in naturopathic medical school, I got so deep in herbs, I started to do like advanced botanical classes, and it was just so nice. Fun. So fun.
That's very cool. I want to do something like that too. Just do more advanced herbal courses.
Yeah. I did. Do you know Dr. Jill Stansbury?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she was my botanical teacher. She is amazing so cool.
My husband also, she taught him.
Really?
His class. Yeah. His very first year.
Yeah. She is incredible. Like, she knows so many things about plants. Like,
yeah,
she's so cool. If you ever get the chance, you should do a class with her.
Okay, I'm going to look into those.
I think she has like...
You see my books? Uh-huh. They're her books on the shelf.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
I have all of them. Yeah. But some other 2023 goals. We want to start a family.
Look at you.
I'm hoping we'll be able to do that in 2023. And I just want to spend more time with my fur babies and just be home more, because ever since that transition, I've also been in the clinic every day, working Monday through Friday. And also, I just want to focus, again, going back to my stuff and being more virtual, focusing on my courses more
yeah.
and making that available for everyone so they have access to naturopathic medicine and recommendations.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. What about you? Your 2023 goals.
So in regards to 2023, I was really thinking about this. And then the first thing I thought about, like something that I've been thinking about a lot and then might move into 2023, is in regards to patient care. So I honestly might change up with how I see patients sometime in 2023, but no plans are concrete just yet. But honestly, like, many people reach out to me online about how they want to see me for holistic and natural acne care, but distance is a big barrier for many of them. So I know that there's a demand for what I do, but it's all about, like, on my end, I really have to brainstorm about what that next step is and putting that plan into motion. Because, you know, sometimes we spoke about this earlier, analysis paralysis, you know, yes. like, I just think sometimes I think about so many things at once that I get paralyzed and don't really act on it, you know? So I just want to really brainstorm and then just like put that into motion. So if you definitely want to like learn more about that, just make sure you follow me on my social media channels like Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Just to stay up to date if any changes do happen with how I see patients. Beyond like patient care, I really want to focus on education. I want to provide more education, honestly. Like, we do such a great job here in the podcast, and I provide so much education on social media. But like what I said, I want to provide more education, as I see that there's currently a white space in how people with acne and other skin conditions are being informed by their providers in regards to their options. And I just want to continue to provide science-based information about what standard of care is and some natural-based alternatives in regards to natural options, because that's my jam, you mm-hmm. know? So I've been like playing with some ideas in my head, like making long format videos on YouTube, actually.
Do it. You know, I'm a big fan of this, and really? I really want you to do it.
And then I also want to write more blog posts. You know, I recently got back into blog post writing and I really enjoyed it, honestly. And then in regards to education, not only is it like providing more quality education to individuals about these natural options, but also I want to get educated myself, you know? Mm-hmm. So I honestly want to attend more conferences just to learn about integrative skin health and like what's on the cutting edge of science in regards to like skin health and general integrative health and wellness. So if you need to do some continuing education, Dr. Marola, we should go to some.
Come with me to IDS.
What's IDS?
The Integrative Dermatology Symposium.
Learn skin?
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to go this year.
No, I didn't sign up this year.
Yeah, I didn't go this year, but I'm down to go next year.
Yeah, let's go. And maybe you can come to the aesthetic show.
Oh, in Vegas?
Yeah.
In December?
No, January? It's in July, usually.
Oh. And it's continuing education, too?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, can you send me the info?
Yeah, but I'm gonna go, so.
I might be there.
Okay. But yeah, we should definitely go. So some more conferences.
Yeah, and then in regards to the podcast, again, it's like in the same vein with providing quality education. Like this podcast is honestly really fun to me. Like I, like what I said earlier, like I gather so much information and I learn so much and I get to apply that in real life situations, which is so effing cool because you get to actually see it work in real life situations and with cases and patients, you know? But yeah, those are my goals for 2023.
Nice. I love it.
So do you have any favorite moments, podcast episodes of 2022?
It's so hard to pick. Because I like them all. The interviews are always fun.
I feel you. Yeah, the interviews are really fun. It's like really cool to hear like people's insight, you know, not only with like providers, but also like skincare founders, you know?
Yeah. And is it biased to say that I enjoyed the neuromodulators and the filler episodes best?
Honestly, the neuromodulator one was really, really cool. And the filler one, I learned so much from you in that episode.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, like I didn't know that much about filler. Honestly, the only thing I knew about filler was hyaluronic acid fillers. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, wait, Radias. That's yeah. So cool.
So many different types. They're not all the same, guys.
Any other favorites? Is that mainly it that you could think of right now? It's like all, picking your favorite child, you know?
It's all, I know, it's so hard. What about you?
Yeah, so my first favorite thing is season 1, episode 10 to 11.
No.
Doctor, so there's this ongoing joke that I'm sure you guys are tired of hearing that Dr. Marilyn Marola grew up on a farm.
Okay. I did not. Okay.
The truth is, she played in a farm.
I did. I played on the farm. I visited frequently because my great uncle, I had two great uncles, actually one's still alive. His great uncle, yeah, no. Yeah, because it's my dad's uncle. So I guess my great uncle.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds weird saying it. I don't know. It just sounded weird for a second. One's still alive, one passed away. But mm-hmm. One of them had a pony farm and the other one had just like your classic farm with cows, chickens, barn kittens.
I remember you saying that, yeah. Barn cats.
So it was really fun going. They had a pig that lived in the house.
Really?
Yeah, it was huge. And I was terrified of it because it looked like it had no eyes because it was so big and fat.
Oh my gosh.
It slept in the dog kennel and then it would wake up and go out to go to the bathroom and then go back and sleep in the kennel.
I didn't know that you were also on a pony farm. That's really cool.
Yeah, that was fun. He had ponies, goats.
Did you ride the ponies?
No, but I remember with my dog, I can't remember if it was Ranger. I used mm-hmm. to have a dog before that. His name was Yankee. He was a long-haired German Shepherd. Mm-hmm. I think it was Yankee. We brought to that farm and then he started chasing the ponies because you know German Shepherds are a herding breed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so he started chasing the ponies and I just remember all of a sudden all the ponies turn around and started chasing him. And he was like terrified and he was running away. That's like a memory that sticks with me forever.
Yeah. So yeah, so we spoke about Dr. Marilyn Marola being on a farm, season 1, episode 10 to 11. And then another few episodes that I really liked. The first one is going to be season 1, episode 12. It was the interview with Vanessa Lee. So she is a nurse, she's an aesthetics nurse, but it was really cool because I loved learning her philosophy in regards to aesthetics and how she focused on facial balancing. She kept on saying facial balancing, which was really cool mm-hmm. because I feel like a lot of aesthetics providers, they don't really say much facial balancing. They just like fill you, right? And then I really like this episode, especially because there's something going on in the beauty movement. Like it's changing and evolving. So the beauty industry is moving towards like more natural looks. So like an example is like the no makeup look. Mm-hmm. Have you been hearing about that? It's all over TikTok. And then it's also like another example is like how more people want minimally invasive non-surgical treatments to enhance their beauty. So it was really cool to hear Vanessa Lee's take. And again, that's season 1, episode 12. And then another really cool interview that I enjoyed was with Beth Colombo. This is season 2, episode 9. And this conversation basically extended some of the points that Vanessa spoke about. So I love that Beth spoke about what medical grade skincare meant and how it could protect, she kept on saying this, protect the investment someone made with a minimally invasive non-surgical aesthetic treatment. So I really love that episode. Check it out. Season 2, episode 9. And then another interview that I really, really enjoyed was Josh Rosebrook's interview. That one was really like illuminating, you know? So Josh Rosebrook, he is the founder of his eponymous label, Josh Rosebrook. This is going to be season 1, episode 15. It's in season 1 for Josh Rosebrook's interview. But I love this interview since Josh spoke about some really important things going on in the skincare industry and beauty space when it comes to buzzwords and misinformation. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I really love those episodes and they were really fun to me. But there are some really exciting things that you guys could look forward to in 2023 with the Holistic Beauty Podcast. So make sure to subscribe, okay? And these are some things to look out for. So in the first quarter of 2023, we're going to be focusing on like how to build a skincare naturopathically and holistically. That's going to be fun. How to support skin health naturopathically and so much more. So since skincare is all about nourishing skin from the inside and out, and we strongly believe that skin health is a reflection of someone's inner health and wellness, we really want to focus on like skincare actives, of course, but also focusing on inner health, nutrition, lifestyle, my friends, since you want to get more into lifestyle, mm-hmm. for just like generally healthy skin, you know? And then we also want to continue to talk about different aesthetic procedures and treatments. As this season, we kind of like started to like dive into it with neuromodulators, PRP, microneedling, and also fillers, but we're going to be talking about like exfoliants, peels, IPL, and so much more. So if you guys like have any recommendations as to what procedures you want us to talk about, email us, okay? And then we also want to continue more of these like interviews. These interviews are so fun to me, yeah, you know?
I love doing the interviews.
Yeah. And I definitely want to have like more interviews with like these thought leaders and providers in the skin health and aesthetic space and more interviews with skincare founders. Because honestly, it's really cool to like meet the face or meet the person behind the brand and really understand what their brand is about, how they like develop that brand and like some exciting things that they're seeing in this, like the beauty space and also skincare space. And then we might do a hiatus. Question mark. And then moving into the second quarter of 2023, we're thinking of doing some like summertime skincare stuff, prepping for the summertime. And then for like the third quarter of 2023 and the fourth quarter, we really have no ideas just yet. So again, email us if you have any ideas. But yeah, that was basically it. So guys, happy new year. And we'll see you in 2023. So like what I said, make sure to subscribe to our podcast. We have some exciting stuff coming out for the first quarter of 2023 and much more. And then make sure to connect with us on Instagram. Our Instagram handles are in the podcast description below. And then if you do want to see us in office, our websites will be in the podcast description below as well.
Perfect.
If you found this podcast helpful, make sure to share it with your friends and family. But yeah, happy new year.
Happy New Year. Have a safe and fun New Year.
What are you doing for New Year, by the way?
I don't know yet.
I know. I just want to stay in.
Really? But anyway. I'm surprised. Anyways, yes. Happy New Year, guys. And we will see you in the new year.
Bye.
Bye.